This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last Monday, October 27th, around 5:18 p.m., officers with the Belgrade Police Department responded to a reported disturbance on Crockett Street in Belgrade. What began as a routine call quickly escalated into a serious situation. During the response, an officer-involved shooting occurred. One Belgrade police officer was shot by a suspect and returned gunfire. The suspect involved in the incident was shot several times by the officer and pronounced deceased at the scene. The officer was transported to the hospital and is in stable condition. The Montana Department of Justice is leading the investigation into the incident. Several partner agencies also responded to assist, including the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office, the Bozeman Police Department, Montana Highway Patrol, Central Valley Fire and Rescue, and the Montana Department of Justice. The officer is suspended pending the outcome of the investigation. A doomsday church has created a hot springs resort after a popular natural hot springs in Yellowstone National Park, the Boiling River near the north entrance to Yellowstone, was destroyed in the 2022 flood. Now more soakers go to Yellowstone Hot Springs, run by a doomsday church that's now renovating. Before the destructive 2022 floods of the Yellowstone River, crowds of people would follow a thin footpath along the Gardner River to experience a natural hot springs at the confluence where the Boiling River merged its scalding waters with a cool mountain tributary to the Yellowstone River. Soakers settled into pools they crafted themselves with river rocks, managing the delicate balance between the two waters to achieve a perfect 105-degree soak. Using river rocks, soakers directed hot water into cold, constantly adjusting their makeshift barriers as blasts of too hot or too cold water required adjustment. But the special and natural springs were destroyed in June 2022 when the river flooded, erasing the Boiling River bathing place. A Yellowstone National Park ranger asked about the official status of the soaking spot delivered some gloomy news. The Boiling River is now non-existent. After the 2022 floods, the new stream bed is narrower, with the main channel shifting to the far bank. The trail from the parking lot to the soaking area eroded away. About 4 feet of debris now covers parts of the area. But just outside Yellowstone's north boundary and just down the road from the Boiling River, another riverside soaking experience has been opened. It's owned by the Church Universal and Triumphant. Locals know the religious organization by its initials, pronounced CUT, best known for preaching doomsday predictions about the end of the world. Long before Yellowstone Hot Springs opened in 2019, its owners gained notoriety in the 1980s and 90s as a dangerous religious movement. Its leader, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, claimed a cataclysm would happen, leading church members to retreat underground into bomb shelters. CUT adopted a separatist existence at its communal ranch in southwestern Montana, where Elizabeth Clare Prophet predicted a Soviet nuclear attack for March 15, 1990. After that didn't happen, CUT was branded a cult with apocalyptic predictions, charismatic leadership, and societal impact. Today, the church's hot springs are a way for the church to reinvent itself. In contrast with the Boiling River, where nature formed a hot springs, the Church Universal and Triumphant's engineered pools maintain precise temperatures. The Church Universal and Triumphant's makeover as Yellowstone Hot Springs is its own kind of step forward as CUT seeks to reinvent itself from a doomsday church to a hot springs resort just north of Yellowstone National Park and the lost natural hot springs of the Boiling River. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.